Yes, sir.
Starting at verse 11.
Verse 11 through verse 14. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Exodus verse chapter 32, verses starting at verse 11, going to verse 14. Reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, Amen. And it reads as follows. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why thy wrath waxed hot against thy peoples, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from the fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Verse 13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all of this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Verse 14 reads, and the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his words, and thank you for standing.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Amen. So if I have to put a title to this text this morning, amen, the title would be, or the title is, as I wrote it down, God repented of evil thoughts. How about you? Amen. And I'm going to be doing like a one, two, and a three. They always run together for me. So y'all just have to be patient with me. Amen? Amen. 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 Number one, be the people. Number two is bad people. And number three, rascals. Amen? Okay. Amen. All here is by. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again, Lord. Lord, we're just thanking you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for being so good and gracious to us, Lord. Lord, I'm just asking, Lord, now as I stand before your people, Lord, and give them the word that you have gave me, that you give them an ear to hear what it is you have to say through me. Lord, we're thanking you for these and all your many blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank y'all once again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. My name is Reverend Brown. For you that don't know me and not familiar with me, amen? I do have to tell you this because you are in for some good news. Amen?
Amen.
Good news number one is that I'm speaking. Amen?
Amen.
Good news number two is I won't be long.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. So y'all just hang with me for about 2 or 3 minutes and we'll be gone. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So here we got, amen, here at Exodus. You see that the Lord repented of some evil thoughts. Amen?
Amen.
That he had towards for today's message and purpose. I'm going to say for these rascals. The Lord called them some stiff-necked people. Amen? And trust me, if he called them stiff-necked, they stiff-necked. I have to kind of stay right here. Amen? I'm not used to it, so y'all just pray for me. Amen? Listen, let me go back and we'll do some background here, okay? Okay, we're talking about people. Amen? Everybody in here know people. People are not the same. We have all kinds of people. Amen? People are different. Out of the billions of people in this world, every single one of them is different.
Amen. All right.
Every single one of them. Now, when you think about that, out of the billions of people that's in this world, you just have to think about how good God is. And he made nobody like you.
Amen.
Nobody out of all the beings of people. So listen. People are different. But the thing about it is that when they get together as a group, they tend to think one way. Their mind tends to run together. They seem to have the common thought. Amen? Now, if you separate them, you can see that you have some good people. Amen?
Amen.
You have some bad people.
Right.
You have people that tells you lie. Don't mean no harm, but they are lie. You have people that will lie in order to gain. They mean they mean some harm to somebody somewhere. You got these kind of people. Amen. You have people that'll give you the shirt off of their back. Amen. You have people that talks kindly and kind-hearted, that you'll go out your way to help them. Amen. Listen, and you got other people who you wouldn't, you know what, you wouldn't give them one red cent even if you had $100,000, $1 million, $1 billion. Why? Because these people are no good. They mean you harm. You're not going to give them the shirt off of your back. It's not going to happen. Amen? And so if we look in the look towards the background, the story here in Exodus, we all know the story. Amen? We're talking about the people. Now, this is what God did. When God called Moses and told Moses that he wanted him to go and tell Pharaoh to let who go? His people go. That's what he said. He says, Moses, I want you to go, and I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen? Now, we know the story. We know how Moses made all kind of excuses. Amen? He made all kind of excuses because he is, who am I, God, to go to Pharaoh? Hey, if Pharaoh ain't going to listen to me, because what? Pharaoh is the king. You follow what I'm saying? So he made excuses, but nevertheless, God fixed it. And so Moses went. Amen? Amen. So Moses went. Now, we know the story. Moses went and told Pharaoh that, hey, God's let his people go, because he wanted his people to worship him. Amen? So long story short, I'm not going to be long. Listen. So what happened was, we know what happened, right? So Pharaoh did not let the people go. It wasn't because of Pharaoh that he didn't let the people go. It was because God had hardened his heart. God had did this. Put this in Pharaoh's heart to not let his people go. And so, listen. So now look at the work of God here. Look at the work of God. So after Pharaoh said no, he had the plagues. You let the people go, then God starts sending plagues in there. All kinds of plagues, you know. You go back and start, we all know the story. Amen? It was 10 of them. Amen? God sent 10 plagues. Now God had hardened the man's heart. So since he hardened the man's heart, how's the man going to let the people go? But he did it. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. Amen? Amen. So after the 10th plague, they let the people go, right? And the people in Israel. And so now look at God. This is what God do. The main focus, though, is these people. Don't forget, these people. That's who we're talking about. Amen. God called them stiff-necked down the road. He called them stiff-necked people. I call them some real rascals. Amen. Listen, this is what happened. We all know the story. So they go by what? The Red Sea. Before they get there, they had a pillar of cloud in the daytime. Amen. And like a fire at night so they can see where they're going. We know the story. They get to the Red Sea. And then guess what happens? Amen. Boom. Moses take his rod, hit the water, water parts. God parts the Red Sea. And they go across because God dried up the land. So they go across the Red Sea on dry land. We know the story. Amen? Amen. And we know what happened to Pharaoh because he was following them to go get them. Amen? So we know the story. They drowned. Listen, listen. The main thing I want you to understand is guess who was there? These people. These people saw the hand of God. They saw the work of God. They was right there when them plagues came. When them plagues came on the Egyptian people, they was right there. And the plagues never touched them. They was there. They was there. They was traveling by daytime with the clouds of pillar getting them shade so they wouldn't fall out from the heat. Amen. And they was there when God had the light, the fire in the sky so they could see at night. These people was there. And then they get across the Red Sea. Amen. And the Bible says what? 3 days. 3 days they was across, and guess what? They started mumbling and grumbling. They started mumbling and grumbling. After 3 days. Now, this is what they had already witnessed. All the 10 plagues, the parting of the rest. They was there. They saw all of this. Listen, people. Listen. 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 So they mumbled and grumbled, and each time that they mumbled and grumbled, this is what they say. Why'd you bring me out here in this wilderness? You could have left me in Egypt. I could have stayed there. Why'd you bring me out here so that I what? Can die, so I can perish in this wilderness. Every time, time after time after time, these people was mumbling and grumbling. Now look, and each time they go to Moses, look, listen. If I was Moses, amen, listen, I told God, hey, God, I need some aspirins. I don't need the 325 milligram. I need the 800,000 milligram aspirin, God. Because these people whom you have me lead out of Egypt is causing me all kind of headaches. They causing me all kind of problems. Amen? Amen. 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 But they didn't have aspirins back then in them days. Amen. But these are the same peoples as you can see that was there. Amen? They witnessed all of this. What did they witness in the wilderness? And they mumbling and grumbling. First thing they done was mumbling and grumbling after the 3 days. Was mumbling about water. They mumbling, well, you brought us out here and we got no water for us to perish. We would have been better in Egypt. Same story. Then they started mumbling about bread. Listen, God fixed it so that they have whatever they was asking for. They asked for water. God had fixed it so they could get water. They was asking for bread. God fixed it. So he gave what they call manna. He rained manna. Listen. And even as God gave them instruction about, hey, don't take more than you can handle. Don't take more than you can eat. These stiff-necked people, God called them. Rascals, look, they did just the opposite. They did just the opposite of what God had instructed them to do. And so when they did take more than what God had instructed them to do, guess what? It was spoiled. Worms come and eat it up. And so as they traveling through this wilderness, which God had them going around in circles for 40 years because they were some rascals, man. They was rascals. They was complaining and mumbling and grumbling the whole time. They was mumbling and grumbling. And here we are. as I about to close and take my seat, listen. Here we are here at this point, right here in Exodus, where this is what they done. God had called Moses up to the mountain. God, now listen, he had a purpose for causing Moses. As you read Exodus, that he was giving Moses all the instructions that he wanted Moses to give to the people. Okay? Instructions about what he wanted them to do. He was giving Moses instructions about how to build the tabernacle. He was giving them instructions about what he wanted in the tabernacle. He was giving them instructions about how to make all this stuff. Amen? And the Bible says that Moses was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. And that since he was up there, now the people didn't start mumbling and grumbling again. Here they go. Them rascals talking about. They go to Aaron, who is a priest. Amen. And so they go to Aaron and tell Aaron, hey, we don't know where this Moses man is. He done brought us out here. And now we don't know where he at. He been gone. Make us a God so that the God can go before us. These are some stiff-necked people. God called them stiff-necked. They're rascals. Listen. They knew what Moses was. These people knew what Moses was. It's even that one time God had called them to the foot of the mountain. They knew this. And so what did they do? They built these gods of gold. Gods of gold, statues of gold they had. And they built these statues of gold. Now, God's up here talking to Moses, giving Moses instruction. In fact, he had gave Moses two tablets that he had wrote instructions on. Amen. And before God could finish with whatever him and Moses was talking about and going through, God told Moses, listen, he says, Moses, you need to get down from here and get down there to them people because they what? They have made gods and desecrated themselves. But listen. When God told Moses, to get down there that your people, telling Moses, your people, who you have brought out of Egypt, just to show you what kind, they had frustrated God so much. God just asked Moses, hey, Moses, give me a couple of them aspirins that I gave you. They had frustrated God so much that God had called them Moses' people. But when he had brought them out of Egypt, he says, my people. He called them, now listen, as I'm about to go to my seat. Listen, so I can finish up. Listen. So God told Moses to get down there that these people had built gods. Listen. Moses, come down from the mountain. And he's slung the tablet. God gave him two tablets, and he slung them, and they broke. But the thing that I want y'all to understand and get is that, listen, God was so angry with these people that God called them stiff-necked people. He told Moses that he was going to do what? He was going to kill them. He was going to kill everyone and wipe them. Hey, wipe them off the face of the earth. That was God's thought. And it was Moses who came to God and told God, look, don't Don't wipe these people out. Spam. He says, listen, because what? Because the Egyptians is going to see what, say what you're doing, and they're going to say, God brought these people out just so he could kill them, wipe them off the face of the earth. And this is where we at right here at this text, is that God repented of the evil thoughts of wiping these people out. And so, as I get ready to close and take my seat, listen, my thought is, God repented. How about you? How about your thoughts? Are you saying that you're so holy and you're so good, you never have evil thoughts? You don't never think badly about anything? So if you have these thoughts, do you do what God does? Do you repent of these evil thoughts that you have? Think about it. If God can repent, so can you. If God can repent, so can I. We're not that good, people. We're not perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I thank y'all for your time. Y'all be blessed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."